KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin public school students are getting better standardized test scores than last year. The tests show 60% of Wisconsin students are still not reading or writing at grade level. That's better than last year, but still lower than before the pandemic. Department of Public Instruction spokesperson Abigail Swetz.
Yes, our schools are still struggling, and we definitely want to keep moving in a direction that gets them the resources they need, the support they need, and the respect they need.
39% of kids in Wisconsin are proficient in English and about 38% in math. The University of Wisconsin system will now be known as the Universities of Wisconsin. President Jay Rothman made the announcement yesterday. He says the new name and identity emphasize all of 13 of Wisconsin's public universities. Rothman says the new name helps shift the focus away from the system and onto the individual schools. The organizers of next year's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee are calling for unity. Nate Wegehout has more.
Ryan Priebus said that Wisconsin's split government is one of the reasons Milwaukee was chosen to host the convention. He said that he is working with local businesses to highlight what the city has to offer.
Where we have over 1,200 small businesses that are part of a portal inside the Milwaukee host committee so that when contracts get put out for bid, they're the first ones in line.
Priebus spoke at the Rotary Club of Milwaukee on Tuesday. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
People in Wisconsin are working for what they consider more fair political maps. They gathered this week to talk about their plan for a new independent panel to draw future boundaries. Usuli Flores is with the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. She warns against the Iowa-style proposal put forth by Republicans.
And it just seems like a huge power grab that could permanently change the process for how we draw our state maps, and it just feels like it's going to be detrimental to our communities.
Governor Evers promises to veto the bill if it passes. Wisconsin's maps are widely considered to be the most gerrymandered in the United States. Today is Coming Out Day, honoring America's LGBTQ plus community. Advocate Michael Tim says the day was first observed in the United States in 1988.
Coming out is a very personal thing, and that story belongs to the individual. And Coming Out Day for me is a reminder that people are welcome to come out when and if they choose to.
States across the country have seen an increase in anti-LGBTQ legislation. In Wisconsin, there are bills to regulate participation in sports and to ban gender-affirming care for people younger than 18. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. Authorities are asking for the public's help in their search for a missing woman from Shawano. Melinda C. Kleeman is 49 years old and was last seen near Borders Hotel and Shawano Cafe on Highway 22. The Shawano County Sheriff's Office says Kleeman is believed to have left on foot and they think her cell phone is turned off. If you have helpful information, please contact the Shawano County Sheriff's Office. First Lady Jill Biden wrapped up day two of her busy visit to Northeast Wisconsin yesterday. Biden visited the Menominee Nation in Kashina to show support for indigenous communities and learn about their history. She toured a sawmill and learned about the Menominee tribe's commitment to sustainable forestry in the morning. Then it was off to a Menominee Reservation middle school and finally a stop at the Menominee Convention Center to attend a college women's empowerment summit. This was the First Lady's second visit to Wisconsin in the last 4 months. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers may have to find a new manager. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last week may have been Craig Counsell's last as the Brewers manager. Since then, his name has been brought up as a candidate for open jobs with the New York Mets, the San Francisco Giants, the Angels in L.A., or even the Cleveland Guardians. Craig Counsell is 53 and said to be listening to all offers. After the Brewers won the division but lost in the first round of the playoffs, GM Matt Arnold held a press conference and was asked when does the team need to have an answer from Counsell on what he intends to do.
Yeah, we're certainly, I appreciate the question. We're not going to put any timetable on Craig. He is, we're in regular conversation with him. You know, I'm excited about having those conversations with him and looking forward to hopefully having some news for you guys soon if possible. But either way, we're going to be prepared to have a manager next year if it's not Craig. But I want to keep every line open for communication here with Craig as much as we can, because he's our top choice here for sure.
NBA, the Bucks had the lead, but lost in Memphis to the Grizzlies 108-102 in preseason basketball. Brook Lopez and Pat Connaughton led in scoring. Giannis, newcomer Damian Lillard, and Chris Middleton did not play. Middleton asked how he's doing after having surgery on his right knee after the playoffs last May.
I think I'm very close. I mean, everything that they mapped out after my procedure and being able to get in the weight room in the court, I've been right on pace. It's been slow, but that's kind of the way they planned it out. But I think everything's been going great so far. No setbacks. I've been feeling really good, so I'm excited about, the next couple of days to a week to really start to get after it, and hopefully everything goes well.
Football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to take on a Big Ten opponent, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kickoff is this Saturday at 3 p.m. at Camp Randall in Madison. NFL, the Packers making some roster moves. Linebacker Justin Hollins is back on the 53. Running back Patrick Taylor was released. Matt LaFleur says that on defense, Quay Walker and Darnell Savage should be back in the next couple of weeks after leaving Monday night's game with injuries. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
All right. Let me ask you, man. You a big turkey fan?
Like eating turkey? Yeah. I mean, I don't not like it, but I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan.
Have you ever had deep fried turkey?
My aunt made it one time for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It makes turkey different, right?
Yeah, no, it definitely makes it. It's juicy and crispy.
Right, right. So you know, Turkey Day is around the corner, and it's early October. What are you talking about? Well, you know, man, it's October 11th, and Thanksgiving is around the corner. So the last thing we want to hear, for those of us who do like turkey, and the only way I like turkey is deep fried. I'm a connoisseur at deep frying turkeys. And so it's, Thanksgiving, I've always got 6, 7, 8 people who want me to, deep fry turkeys for them. And if I had the time, I probably could do 20. But it takes a lot of time, a lot of commitment. But the last thing we want to hear is bird flu is detected in U.S. commercial poultry flocks in Utah and South Dakota, where the majority of the turkey farms are. And so my concern is they're detecting the bird flu in those major flocks in Utah and South Dakota. And when you look at the sheer numbers of birds they're talking about, so far viruses detected in 328 commercial flocks and 516 backyard flocks in the U.S. have affected 60 million birds nationwide. Backyard flocks are residents that keep fewer than 1,000 birds. In their backyards. I mean, come on, man. That's a backyard. They call it a backyard flock, 1,000 birds. But more than 47,000 poultry, have believed to have been affected by this latest outbreak. And they're determining that it's really going to spread. My fear is that they're going to know it and then put the birds out anyway. I mean, we talk about, or I talk about this all the time, the USDA and its role and its responsibility. Now, I know a couple of years ago, it might even been last year, where they put to death, 50, 60 million chickens. because of the bird flu, but that happened so early in the year that I you know, believe that that gave them time to be able to recoup. But with it being so close to Thanksgiving, you know, whether or not there's not going to be enough time if the bird flu consumes such a broad share of the market. And those of us who do know that money is the king, and that, you know, the American people time and time again, we see, come in second to that. I'm fearful that, you know, if this comes to pass, that they're not going to slaughter all of those turkeys because their bottom line is money. Calvin, you want to say something?
Well, I hope, I pray that you're wrong.
Bro. I know.
I think I have a little bit more trust. I think the more likely scenario is they do purge whatever the sick birds are, and there's a turkey shortage, and it's hard to get one, and they're expensive, and you're going to have to come up with other plans for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know, man, they see, the other side of this is there is clearly, you know, a treasure trove of frozen turkeys that await people. You know, I'm a guy who, I'm a fresh turkey guy. So, you know, when I purchase a turkey, it's fresh. It's never been frozen, because I know the difference between the quality of a fresh bird and a frozen bird. And if you go into any grocery store, a supermarket during Thanksgiving, and you see the 10 fresh birds that they have over on the side and the 5,000 frozen birds that they have in the freezer, and you look at the prices, then you know the difference of why it's so important, and the difference in the taste and the quality of a bird that's never been frozen as opposed to one that's been frozen probably longer than you've been alive. Because there is no regulation on how long a turkey can be frozen. And so that's why when you see around, you know, the time of Thanksgiving and other times, those turkeys are just rolled out, man. They're like, they're harder than a bowling ball because they've been frozen for so long. And I was able to learn what was going on with turkeys by happenstance as a volunteer for what goes on in Milwaukee every year called the Christmas Family Feast, where we feed 5,000 people on Christmas Day. We would cook 200 turkeys at once. And so when we would unwrap these birds, you could see the discolorization of the skin of turkeys that have been frozen for too long. And the fact that the meat, once it thawed out, and the ice that had done damage to the flesh of the turkey itself, which means the flavor possibility of those birds have basically been reduced the longer that they've been frozen. Contrast, get a fresh turkey, push your finger down into the chest portion of the bird, and it springs back fully. Push your finger into the breast of a turkey that's been frozen for extended periods of time, and that indentation stays there, which means that the flesh has basically kind of decomposed from the, you know, it being frozen. So, I mean, there's not going to be a shortage of frozen turkeys. Let's make that clear, because they've got enough to last probably until, you know, the Martians come. And overtake us. But my concern are the fresh birds. and whether or not, and you're young, God bless you. Excuse me, you've still got faith in things. And I think when I was young, I had faith too. But after all of the decades of what I've seen and what I know, based on money being a god, people come in a distant second to money in this country and basically in the world. So they're not going to be throwing out all that money. And I'll say this, because our lives basically only have value to our own families. It's just true. Because, you know, if it was not the case, then, you know, all of the things that happened to us, the poisoning of the water, the poisoning of the air, the poisoning of the food, the medications that are not right for us and cause a lot of damage would never occur. Because the human being is, you know, easy to replace. You know, not you as an individual, you know, because to your family, you have value. But overall, the value of a human being in a society is not very high. But I just wanted to get that information out to you because, again, Thanksgiving is around the corner. And to see this article in the USA Today this morning alerting people that the bird flu has been detected in some of the largest flocks in the nation, Utah, South Dakota, and we're talking, 50, 60 million birds. You know, I wouldn't be saying much, man, if they're talking about, 500, 1,000. 50, 60 million birds. And that's just that what they've detected thus far in Utah and South Dakota. Clearly the smaller areas that they haven't gotten around to. So, just for your information, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Got a lot to talk about as always. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on.
The most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. event. The pin still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The ants are coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you, have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do, or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well, and I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 56. Winds out of the northwest, around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 43. High temperatures reach up to 56. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Temperatures a bit below average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Hey.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about the fact that so many turkeys have, you know, tens of millions exposed to the bird flu, and, you know, which is clearly not a good thing for human beings to ingest a bird that is, you know, that's sick and ill. And my concern is that, you know, when you got, you know, 50, 60, 70, 100 million birds that are affected this close to Thanksgiving, my concern is whether or not our nation and the business people are going to do the right thing or the politricksters. Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Well, good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately means government, and we should never forget that. Second, I think you bring up another point in a way, and that is if you are a good business, you should want some good infrastructure. You should want some good referees on the field for your product, because if you only have the billionaire class that has the money to buy the turkey, then you're only buying maybe 5 or 10 turkeys. But if you have, you know, and you're buying them maybe, let's say, for $100,000 each, right? Now, take that person, all the people in the United States buying a turkey, which it might be 3 billion or not 3 billion, I'm sorry, 10 million or whatever it would be, and they're buying a turkey for $5 a piece or $12 a piece. That's what how the economy runs. The economy runs in that way. It does not run by having one person buy, one item. That's why Lee Iacocca bought all cars for his people. It wasn't out of the generosity of his heart. It was because of the fact that he needed customers. And believe me, someone that's a small business owner, I'd rather have customers that pay, in my case, for advertising $500 for an entire year and have 1,000 of them than one customer, paying over $100,000 for that year. Because I lose that one customer, I'm done.
So, Tom, do you trust that, again, this close to Thanksgiving, and the amount of birds they're talking about clearly will devastate almost any business? 600, 70, 80, 90 million birds that they've, kind of nurtured from birth all the way up to the time that they're going to be slaughtered, and the amount of money of hundreds of millions of dollars that we're talking about, you don't recoup that. Maybe some I hope that our government does the right thing and the businesses do the right thing, but that's not always been the case, Tom.
No, this is the way big corporate is going to look at it, and I'm going to really distinguish the difference between mom and pop independent businesses versus big corporate, is what I'll call the others. And it's all going to depend on their return on investment. If they look at it, the sheet, and say, well, we lose 100 people, or, we kill off 150 people, is that worth the idea of making this much money? Is our reputation, if it's going to affect this many people, is our reputation going to be so bad that we let this happen, that they're gonna basically lose their reputation as a business, whether it be let's just say a Tyson or one of the big outfits that are out there. So a lot's gonna have to do with the return on investment and whether or not they think it's gonna be worth losing people and over their product and our infrastructure, which is our government.
Hey, Tom.
Unfortunately, Republicans don't know how to govern. And
Tom, I got you. We got to go to break. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
Team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Another night of airstrikes over Gaza had another day of assessing how deadly the surprise Hamas attack was. ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk says the death toll in the war continues to mount.
Israeli Defense Force spokesman Jonathan Conrakos with the latest on his side.
1,200 dead Israelis, the overwhelming majority of them civilians, and more than 2,700 wounded, and sadly, Something tells me that these numbers are not the final numbers.
On the other side, the Israelis continue to heavily target Gaza from the air, raising the number of dead there. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
At least 14 American citizens were killed in last weekend's incursion, and at least 20 may be among those being held hostage by Hamas militants. They're thought to be still in Gaza, where Israeli airstrikes have smashed entire city blocks to rubble. Now the Gaza Strip's sole power plant has run out of fuel. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice is advising against impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. David Prosser said in an email, impeachment is so serious that it should only be considered if the subject has committed a crime or corrupt conduct while in office. Prosser is one of three former justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss regarding the new liberal justice and impeachment. Protasiewicz announced Friday she would not recuse herself from a case on Wisconsin's legislative maps next month. Manitowoc police are looking for the owner of two dogs, one of which attacked and killed a cat. The attack happened Tuesday evening around 5:30 on the 1200 block of South 17th Street. A relative of the cat owner was also bitten trying to rescue the cat, which was bitten several times. The cat suffered serious injuries and was euthanized. If you have helpful information about this incident, please contact Manitowoc police. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Bug Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, this is today's political. Israeli warplanes hammered the Gaza Strip neighborhood by neighborhood Tuesday, reducing buildings to rubble and sending people scrambling to find safety in the tiny sealed-off territory now suffering severe retaliation for the deadly weekend attack by Hamas militants. Humanitarian groups pleaded for the creation of corridors to get aid into Gaza and warned that hospitals overwhelmed with wounded people were running out of supplies. Israel has stopped entry of food, fuel, and medication into Gaza, and the sole remaining access from Egypt shut down Tuesday after airstrikes hit near the border crossing. And the only power plant has basically run out of food. So what you have basically, and they've leveled, and Israel has basically leveled the Gaza Strip. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I want to hear your thoughts on where we are now. There's no particular question. Your thoughts on where you think this thing is headed. Clearly, the carnage is escalating. It's only going to get worse. And, you know, man, I don't know what to say other than, you know, human beings. We're strange animals, right? I mean, we just are. We have, you know, we have been given by the Creator something, choice, that animals don't have. And as human beings, we make bad choices all the time. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Yeah, what's going on? It's horrible. You know, they were talking about they found 40 babies that were, most of them were killed with their heads cut off. You know, I don't know what's going on, but you know, when you're just talking about the Creator in church on Sunday, our pastor was talking about what's going on, and he said, you know, it's terrible, but the Bible predicted this, that Israel would be hated by everybody and attacked, and it's going to be nasty. And you know, Hamas, it's not the Palestinians themselves, it's Hamas, the radical terrorist part of the Palestinians. A lot of Palestinians live, you know, arm in arm, and or actually not arm in arm, but you know, in peace with the Israelis. But Hamas wants every single Jew driven into the Mediterranean Sea and drowned like rats. That's what they say, and they're not going to stop. When you got 4 billion people surrounding you in this little bitty country of Israel, and how they are still alive today, and you know, and I know that this war is going on, but you know, God has protected them, and God will continue, and anybody who's against them will suffer, and they will die.
So because the Bible says a lot of different things, right? And you can pick out different passages and scriptures in the Bible and say that this is, and I don't want to get into a long conversation about the Bible because, you know, there are many different Bibles. But truth be told, clearly what took place and what Hamas did, it's what Hamas did. It's not what the Palestinian people did. And so you can't talk about the Bible and say, well, you know, it's going to protect the Israelis, but it's okay to slaughter the Palestinians. That's not what the book says. Okay, because human beings are human beings. Okay, and so we get dissuaded to say that one human life is more valuable than another human life. And it's not. And that Bible doesn't say that it is. And so these people now who are trapped like rats and who had nothing to do with it, that can't be justifiable, not in the sight of He who created it all, Gary. I'm sorry, it's not.
and you know, and I know, and your listeners know, that the Jewish people are the chosen people. It's all over the Bible. I mean, there's no place it's not.
Hey, let me say this to you. There are no chosen people. People are equal. People are equal. We're born the same. We die the same. I don't care what your nationality is. While you're on this planet, that may be the case. People may say that somebody has more value than somebody else, but we're all born, we all die. So there is no chosen people. We all live, we all die. We all breathe in air. If we don't breathe in air, we die. So that's my belief. And so when we continue to look at things from the perspective that somebody has more value than somebody else, then these kinds of tragedies can happen, Gary.
When Hamas goes into
I said what they did was wrong. But now to hear that all these people are trapped with no water, no food, no electricity, aren't these people human beings as well? These people had nothing to do with it. And so don't tell me about the Bible when we know these people are being slaughtered, and the God that I serve does not accept the fact that these people are being slaughtered who had nothing to do with it.
You know, if you ever read the Old Testament.
Read the Old Testament, Gary. I've read the Bible. The Old Testament, I know. So what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say throughout history for the last 5,000 years or so, the Israelis been protected by God. And I'm telling you, I'm upset too that these peaceful Palestinian people, which
no, you're not, because you're making because Gary, what you are saying and making excuses and saying, you know, when I bring that up about these people and what's getting ready to happen to them and what's happening to them, you bring up the Bible as if that's justification for these people to be slaughtered.
I feel horrible.
Then don't go back and say the Bible says, you know, and make excuses for this.
I am telling you that for thousands of years, Israelis been protected, and the fact let me finish, okay? If you kill one Israeli, they're going to go out there and they're going to kill 10 people who are responsible for how they work.
It's not a matter of how they work, Gary. Is it right? You claim to be a Christian. Is it right?
It's terrible what's happening over there, but I cannot predict and I cannot say what. I'm just telling you what the Bible says.
I know what the Bible. Thank you very much for the call. Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Go ahead, Ken.
Good morning, Earl. My take on it, there's 4 million Palestinians, and it's hard to believe nobody could have spoken up. Obviously, some out of the 4 million people must have known what was going on with this weaponry brought in and all of this, and that's such a small area. I can't believe that Israel wasn't warned by one of those 4 million people what was about to happen.
So that means all the rest of the Palestinians should be slaughtered because one person didn't speak up, right?
No, absolutely not. I'm just saying it's mind-boggling in my point of view because the Palestinians knew Israel's not just going to sit back and say, hey, well, you know, I mean, there had to be more to it. There's a lot of innocent and a lot of not a lot of innocent people. My take on it, Earl. It's just hard for me that something didn't leak out to warn
Gary,
Israel what was about to
happen. Well, there's a lot of innocent people on both sides who are being slaughtered, who have been slaughtered and going to be slaughtered. And so I'm a humanist, man. You know, I don't care about all the rest of that, you know. But as a human being, my concern is for human beings. I don't care where they're from. I don't care what the nationality is. I don't care about any of that. human beings. Because that's, we have that, all of us have that in common. All the rest of that stuff, that's just why we're on this earth, right? Where people have separated themselves into tribes. Truth of the matter is we're human beings, man. And that should never be lost. And that's lost in this. You know, that's lost in this. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Earl. If these people believe in a proverbial Santa Claus, I don't think that God, if God was going to intervene in the world, I don't think he's going to intervene to go ahead and get a bunch more people killed. You know, if you want to look at it again in a proverbial Santa Claus way, God got the world moving, and now it's our choices to make what we want to do in this world. So it's just how it is that you look at either, quote-unquote, the Bible or, quote-unquote, God or spirituality or whatever it is that you're looking at. But I, for one, do not look at a God as a man, a woman. As a literal being, I have to speak that way. But I'm not foolish enough to believe that God is controlling what is going on in this world. That's why God gave us, if you want to use, again, the term in the literal sense, gave us free will to do with this world what we want to do with it. And loved us so much that there is no right or wrong answer. It's just experience. And these, you know, people that, when Gary, when you call in and you say the Israelis are the chosen people, that right there is already putting us into two different factions. I know what the Bible says and all of that kind of stuff, but like Earl's saying, we're all human beings. You know what? It just so happens that someone, you know, lucky sperm club got born in the United States of America. Lucky that someone got born in another area. And yes, the Palestinians did not have any water, food, or drink, and the Hamas terrorism group basically came to their aid, so therefore they would take care of them, and now there is no government there. So the thing I would say to people in Palestine, or in the Gaza Strip, is I'd say, you know, run towards the ocean, run towards the water, the beach, and, you know, and then we should have some type of tankers or someone picking these people up to get them out of there.
Hey, Tom, we got to go, man. Thank you very much for the call. Hang on. We'll come to you guys on the other side. Your thoughts, you know, whatever it is, as this thing escalates. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 56. Winds out of the northwest, around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 43. High temperatures reach up to 56. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Temperatures a bit below average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Robert. How you doing, sir?
Good. Good. Good morning. I think really the formation of the state there was flawed right from the beginning. I know Lulu Brandeis in the Supreme Court was involved. Some of Tony Blinken's relatives back in the day with the formation of the state, but if you think about it, there's Palestinians that have lived there 3, 5, 6, 7 generations prior to the formation of the state. Obviously, there's going to be resentment there. The big problem, I think, is when a group like Hamas does something, they broad brush it and they punish everyone. And in a lot of ways, I think that's the biggest recruitment tool for Hamas and these other groups. You know, we saw that in the U.S. with their involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan. Every time a military contractor committed an atrocity or someone in the armed forces did, that was the greatest recruitment tool. It built up more resentment. So I wish they wouldn't punish the innocent, peaceful people that live there, and really put their efforts on, the groups that they're having problems with, because I don't think it's doing them any good. I think it's just a cycle where it actually creates more terrorism and more recruitment and more instability by what they're doing.
Robert, I mean, and at the root of all of it is what you just said. We can't find all of the people who did this, and the people who did that to Israel represent a very small percentage of the Palestinian people, a microscopic percentage of the Palestinian people. That's just not the answer, is it, man? To say,
no, I don't think so. Yeah.
To say that, okay, well, we know that at least those in Hamas had Palestinian blood in them, so all Palestinians paid a price for that. I can't say that I understand the pain that the Jewish people are experiencing based on the information that has come out. I would be a monster to say that I understand their pain. I don't. The depth of what they are going through is unfathomable to anybody other than people who are experiencing that, right? You know, and so at the same time, what the Palestinians are going through now because of something they had nothing to do with as individuals, does not heal what transpired with that horrible thing that happened. You know, and the fact that, you know, there are tanks that have been amassed and they're going to go through the rubble, which is what Gaza is now, rubble. The buildings have all basically been knocked down. And people who are still fortunate enough to have survived are going to be moving around like rats, searching for a morsel of food or a drop of water. And Robert, I just don't think that is right, man. Do you?
No, I don't. And I think the way they treat them as second-class citizens in their society, and then every time one of these events happens, Israel's not honest. They usually use it for a land grab, and they go over and take over an area, and they have more Israelis move into that area. So I think, you know, people watch the actions more than the words. So if anything, with some of the things they've done, they're doing more of a disservice. And my heart goes out to the Israel people. You never want to see anyone attacked or anything, but they're just so caught up in the cycle of violence. I don't think they can see another way. They just want to punish someone because it makes them feel good or whatever. And, you know, the cycle continues. So,
thank you very much for the call, Robert. I really appreciate it. You know, I have to choose my words wisely because I don't want them misconstrued at all. You know, babies who were slaughtered in Israel, innocent people, young people. Lives snuffed out before they even had a chance to live it. You know, the elderly who had nothing at all to do with anything, just peacefully living their lives, and the politics of all of this, because at the root of all of it is the politics. The problems that exist between Jews and the Palestinians, all of that is politics. And that's why we're at the point that we're at now, because politics could have fixed this long ago. Maybe this time people will see that the lives of people should always be more valuable than politics. Because this could have been avoided. There are political solutions to all of this. So, are the people who are in a position to do that, to come up with the answers and the solutions, are they going to allow this to continue? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is Wednesday. That means we'll be joined by Citizen Action's own Dr. Robert Craig. We'll be right back.
The Village Grill in Green Bay reminds you that the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who've lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those serving today. This from the Village Grill in Green Bay. For great food in a hometown atmosphere, stop in or call 920-336-9901. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming